Welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat number 33. This is Michael Loff for September 17, 2009. Tonight, the topic: online resources for food, whether that be groceries, recipes, using the internet to purchase food, maybe things we can't get at our local store, places we know of that deliver, coupons to get discounts on the prices involved, recipes, whether it's software we actually install on our computer or just websites that we go to look up how to prepare certain meals or when we're in the mood to try something new. But what I really hope to hear in this discussion are your personal favorite sites you've actually used, because I could name off sites, but we want to hear the ones that you have actually gone to, you've used them, you've had positive or negative experiences there. Things like, you know, is there a phone number that I can actually call and speak with someone, and maybe doing that first to make sure that if I have any difficulty, I can reach a human and resolve any issues that you're going to have. Make sure you know in advance what your shipping's going to be, because obviously food has, if you're buying quantities, can add up quite a bit of weight, could lure you with low prices and then actually have very high shipping charges. Some places actually have free shipping. They calculate that into it. The real key to this show, I think, is going to be going to the show notes, which we will paste in both the Socializer, and of course we encourage those of you who are not members of SAMNet, well, first of all, we'd like to have you as a member, but otherwise to go to serotalk.com, because I have about 35 links, and I have a feeling before this discussion's over, we may have 50 different links of resources that people can go to, whether for purchasing or just getting more information. There's a really good resource that has a lot of them available at Fred's Head. That's the APH site, American Printing House. And I won't name all those right now. I'll mention some that I've heard from two or more people. They keep coming up, so I know a lot of people are using them. One of them being Amazon Grocer. It has over 22,000 items that can be purchased. They seem to be in the non-perishable arena. I'm waiting. Mike Cowell will be joining us, but he mentioned quite a
few. No, I'm right here.
Oh, little hot, buddy, but okay, good. I will.
Okay. Is that, well, now the mic's working extra well.
All the great ones I find at Fred's Head, you, off the top of your head, named 10 more that I never saw listed anywhere.
Good afternoon or good evening. I have a cold tonight, so I apologize for my sniffles and snuffles. The first thing I want to talk about is Amazon. Amazon does have a great grocery store. When Michael says perishables, we're talking a lot about things like bread, maybe fruits, vegetables, meats that are not available through there. However, a majority of other stuff, cereals, snacks, anything you would otherwise want at the grocery store, you can get at Amazon. And Amazon's got this wonderful program that's called Amazon Prime. And what it does is it allows you and four other people in your Prime circle, which means it doesn't need to be just you or family members. It can be anybody. So I could, for example, I have one Amazon Prime membership. If I wanted to make Michael a member of my Prime group, Michael's address could also be a member of this Amazon Prime and get free shipping for anything that Amazon sells, not from their marketplace, but anything that they sell from their warehouse. You get free 2-day shipping, and if you pay $3.99, I believe it is, you get free overnight shipping. And that includes things like television sets that you can get shipped overnight, $3.99, anything. For example, everybody knows I like to drink this Tassimo coffee. And the thing about Tassimo Direct is that they don't deliver as quickly as I'd like. Well, I went up on Amazon. I literally said at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I need to get coffee. Ordered it on Amazon. I paid my extra $3.99, which brought it right to about what I would pay at the grocery store for it anyway because of the discounts. By 11 o'clock the next morning, I had my coffee. So Amazon Prime is very, very cool. Those of you that like cakes and cookies, one of the best places I've ever found is a place called SweetStreet.com. I was at a hotel a while back and was just amazed at the chocolate cake that they had. And I don't like cake, but my wife had it and she said, Mike, you got to try this. And I had a bite and I was just in love. I called the kitchen up and I said, hey, where did this cake come from, you know? And they said, well, it's from Sweet Street. And it is just some of the most amazing stuff. They deliver absolutely free anywhere in the United States. Within 3 days, you have your stuff. If you're willing to pay $15, they will overnight you the stuff. This isn't cheap. You're talking about $75 for a cake that'll serve maybe 10 people, 12 people. But it is just unreal. And they have some different stuff on the website that I'm just waiting for an excuse to order one for here at the house. With the holidays coming up, we get some really cool stuff. A turducken, I was explaining to Michael, a turducken is a creation of New Orleans. And the place I like to go to get my turducken is called CajunGrocer.com. And Cajun Grocer will sell you a turducken, which is literally a turkey that's been stuffed with a chicken that's been stuffed with a duck. Everything's been kind of deboned, and they use jambalaya in between the layers and wonderful stuffing, and they sew all that up and they send it to you in an overnight container or whatever, and you pop it in the oven and you feed 25 of your closest friends for about $89, including shipping. It is a turducken. It is one of the most amazing experiences you've ever had when it comes to eating. It's very cool. I would strongly suggest that if you're having folks over for the holidays that you try that. Another one that I like a lot is Schwann's. Those of us that receive Schwann's love it dearly. Schwann's is a home delivery food service. They generally have a guy that comes to your house once or twice a month, and they're all over the country. And you can call them up on the phone, and they will send you a Braille catalog. However, you can go to Schwann's.com. Look on their website, and it is a very accessible website, and you can order all your stuff, and then the guy, next week or two, whatever, pop up at your door and delivers food to you. So breakfast stuff to lunch or dinner items, and they have a light fare, and they have a comfort food, and they have sweets, and everything that you could imagine, everything from ice cream to cakes and just regular and wonderful steaks and seafood. Little on the pricey side at times. For us blind folks, sometimes paying that extra little bit and pick exactly what we want and have it delivered to us is worth that little bit of extra. I remember when I used to go grocery shopping when I was single, and I would get somebody to go in with me from the store. They would send, you know, some kid who was a bag boy or whatever, and he'd be like, okay, what do you want? I'd have to take a list, and we would get what was on the list. I didn't know what was on special. I had no idea. Do look at your local grocery stores. Kroger's does delivery. Albertsons does delivery. Publix here in Florida does delivery in some places. Winn-Dixie does delivery in some places. There are several different grocery stores. And for example, here in Orlando, we have something called Orlando Organics. And Orlando Organics will deliver fruits and vegetables.
Some use Peapod, which I think is Boston, D.C., and Chicago.
Yeah, that's up in the Northeast. How about the organic stuff, the one out of Arizona?
Oh, BoxedGreens.com.
Yeah. Boxed Greens. The other thing is pet food. For my guide dog, I get food delivered here as well, because with things like Amazon Prime, you know, they'll deliver a 30 or 40-pound bag of food with no problem. For those of us who don't have the comfort of having a sighted person that can just drive us to the grocery store, it saves us getting in a cab, going down to the pet store, buying the food and all that stuff, and lugging it home. I have a bunch of different favorites of different foods that I like and that I enjoy. A
couple that you had mentioned to me earlier today, and you can talk about what you like at these sites.
Okay.
First was asskicking.com. I'm guessing that's on the spicy side, huh?
Oh, man, I love asskicking.com. Sorry, folks. I hope nobody's offended. It's quite hilarious. When you get there, they play the asskicking.com song. It is some very good spicy stuff. My favorite stuff from there is the popcorn. It's habanero popcorn. You put it in your microwave and it kicks your butt. There's a webpage called Dave's Gourmet, which sells hot stuff also. You can get Dave's Gourmet stuff, the Insanity brand, over at Amazon as well, and they have a great habanero popcorn. But asskicking.com really has some very unique things. One of the things I like there, too, if you're into spicing up your food, they have a thing called spontaneous combustion powder. It's pure ground habanero powder that you shake on your food. For those of us who like spice but don't want the flavor of the hot sauce, we just want the heat. So it doesn't damage food like the hot sauces do that have the vinegar and whatnot.
Baconfreak.com.
Any good geek likes his bacon.
I mean, bacon is meat, you know, too. That was their motto.
Bacon is a great thing. Don't believe the hype that it's bad for you. I mean, anything in excess is bad for you. Don't buy that crappy sizzling bacon, that real thin stuff at the grocery store. These people sell a thick slab bacon that is to die for. They have gift baskets, so you can buy swine and wine gift baskets, which is cool. My birthday's on December 28th, by the way. So fine, the swine and wine. Cajun Grocer, back to that one for a minute, they also sell all kinds of Cajun goodies. I went to New Orleans to visit, and I fell in love with, New Orleans has a kind of sausage called andouille sausage that you can only buy in New Orleans, and other places try and do it. It's a smoked kielbasa, but it's not the same, and you can buy andouille sausage, and it's cheap. It's like $2 a package. It's not expensive. So you can really stock up with this stuff from Cajun Grocer. There is a Cuban place down in Miami that sells Cuban pastries and croquettes and all kinds of Cuban goodies from Miami that you can only get in Miami. There is nowhere in this country, and I've traveled all over the country, folks, there is nowhere in this country that has Cuban food like Miami does. And these folks actually ship the flavor of Miami straight to you wherever you are. Steve Guerra, if you're listening, you got to do this, man. You're not going to find this out in Minnesota. Steve's a brother Cuban, and the prices are very good.
There is a website where you can get all of the recipes from the restaurants that you know and love.
It's called recipesecrets.net. I like going to restaurants. I travel so much. I'm always trying a restaurant here, a restaurant there. But those of you who do frequent restaurants know that you get a little heavy around the middle after a while. And it's not necessarily because you eat bad stuff. It's just that restaurants, they do things in their food to make it taste real good. When you have an opportunity to cook that meal at home, you can modify it just a little to make it a little more weight conscious. RecipeSecrets.net specializes in getting recipes from these restaurants and posting them for their members. They have two cookbooks. I just bought them in print, but they also are available in ebook in PDF format. And when you get the print books, they send you a bunch more cookbooks on CD-ROM. So you get like 10 or 15 different cookbooks, over 3,000 recipes. And I'm talking about things like lobster pizza from...
good stuff.
The Red Lobster, little bread, you know, the little cheese biscuits,
garlic
that you
biscuits
get there, the Big Mac. All kinds of different burgers, different sandwiches. We made a pasta the other day. We made a chicken pasta with artichoke hearts and angel hair that tasted really good when we made it here. RecipeSecrets.net. I love that website. I strongly support it. It's a single guy who runs it. He contributes to cancer groups, and he does a lot more than just pocket the money. His name's Ron, and he loves what he does.
Podcasts. Talk about your favorite one. Of course, we have Cooking in the Dark, which is good because that not only has some great recipes, but kind of gives some people who maybe feel uncomfortable to get their courage up and get in the kitchen and experiment. But you mentioned one that you really like called Munchcast.
That's one of the TWIT podcasts from Leo Laporte and Cami Blackstone, I think her last name is. Great podcast. That's where I get a lot of my inspiration. She loves bacon, and she just did one on lollipops. Junk food for geeks, Jell-O.
What's junk food for geeks? Is that something you can sit on your keyboard and it leaves no crumbs?
Junk food for geeks, Matt Campbell loves to eat pizza. You know, that's another thing. You can order lots of pizza online now. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, all of them seem to be pretty darn accessible, at least with our browser. You know what I like too, Michael, is the Godiva chocolate. Godiva has a great website, and they have a chocolatier membership where you can register for free. And you can go into any Godiva store once a month and get a free piece of chocolate so that they can hook you for real. And if you want to try one of the most decadent chocolate drinks you've ever had, go into a Godiva place and ask them for a decadent chocolate shake. It is an experience that you will never, ever, ever forget. I personally don't like whipped cream and stuff. I like the dark chocolate. They satisfy. You just tell them you don't want any whipped cream on top.
A few sites that I found, one, delivery.com, where you can go and look at different states and cities. There's campusfood.com, particularly targeting college students. Here's one I want to ask you about. I found called couponchief.com, and you can subscribe RSS feeds to get coupon codes for discount. Because I know you do sometimes use Google to look up discount coupons for electronics. Have you ever done it for food?
I do. I actually make it a habit every time I buy something online. And I tell people, anytime you're going to buy stuff online, right before you check out, 90% of the stores you visit say, enter your coupon code here, right before you check out. Do yourself a favor. Open Google up in another window, type in the name of the store, space, and then type in coupon code or coupon, and go to these websites. They'll just pop up on Google. Michael, I don't believe in using just one because they come and go so often. Just go for whatever's there for the moment.
Yeah, and try them. I saved $10 today.
Yeah, I've saved up to 25-30% on stuff doing that. at the last minute, oh yeah, who cares? I don't want to save $5. Why not? That's $5. It's not a matter of if you need the $5 or don't care about the $5. It's a matter that you saved. You did something that not everybody does. There's fun in going out and shopping for stuff and getting discounts and really being able to work this thing and kind of be the envy of all your friends and knowing where to go and get the nooks and cranny specials in the internet. Of course, no conversation from the Serotalk team would be complete of late without bringing up the iPhone. Tell you a couple of shopping apps I use on the iPhone. One of them is the Amazon application for the iPhone. The thing I like about it a lot, and it does fit into our conversation, is the fact that with this application, I can walk up to anything, including cereal or... Let's say I'm at your house, Michael, and I like a particular bag of chips that you have. This is something to think about. We're two blind guys, right? You know you like them, I like them, but you don't exactly know what they're called. You know that they're cheese-flavored chips of some kind, you know, but there's some exotic type of corn chip. You don't know exactly what they are. So what I do is I whip out my phone, I take a picture of the bag, I submit it to Amazon, and about 15 minutes later, they send me an email saying, here you go, we found your item, and you can order it. It's a very handy way of shopping, not only for food, but for anything else. There's a couple of coupon applications for the iPhone that when you're walking down the aisle in the grocery store, you can go into these and start looking around for coupons. And when you check out, you just show your phone to the cashier. She swipes your phone with her little wand. The barcode comes up on the screen. She swipes the phone and away you go with your discount coupon. So there are many ways to be able to use the internet both at home and on the go to achieve your shopping goals and to save yourself some money and to get some really cool stuff.
Now, what tips do you give people to make sure they're not grossly overpaying for something online?
Buyer beware. Again, Michael, it's one of those things that's really subjective. What is too much? Let's say you go out and you buy $100 worth of groceries. First of all, you go out there and you got to spend $10, a minimum of $10 on a cab to get there. I don't care if the cab ride's $5. By the time you finish tipping the guy and all that stuff, it's $10. Okay, now you go in there and you get the very nice but misinformed on how to work with a blind person bag boy that walks you around the store and gets just the stuff you want. That's it. Nothing else. So you don't get to examine new stuff. You don't get to look at new stuff. You don't get to know what's around. You pay your $100, you pay your $10, and you go home. That is not shopping. That is buying. Shopping consists of going, looking. I mean, the whole thing that's been going on for centuries is people, the human being, likes to browse, likes to look, likes to pick up, likes to smell, touch, taste, examine what he's going to take home. We as blind folks have been kind of denied that at the grocery store because, of course, you know, they don't have time to do that. Online, you can look at stuff as much as you want. You can go out, you can comparison shop for it, or you can buy it right there. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Some of these coffee places, they put Braille labels on their coffee for you. Schwann's provides Braille order catalogs. I mean, a lot of these places realize that we are blind consumers and that because we're homebound and we have transportation challenges, that we really do benefit from the stuff. My UPS guy trips out on the stuff that I get online and how much of my life is actually purchased online. I work from home and I travel so much that when I'm home, I don't want to spend time in the grocery store, man. I'd rather order something and have it come in the mail. I don't mind waiting a day or two. So as far as paying, I mean, it really is subjective. If it's worth it to you, do it. You know what it's going to cost you.
I guess I was talking about online comparison sites because I know you have for electronics, you know, you've got Frugal that you can put something Frugal's in and it awesome. Shows you prices highest to lowest.
Price Grabber is good. Next Tag is another one. You know, I don't tend to find much in the groceries. I was just thinking about a good website that we did early on in Serotech's life for Myrna Voda, one of our customers out of New York. She works for Humanware. And it was a website called Fresh Direct, which is awesome up in the New York, New Jersey area. They deliver fruits and vegetables and all kinds of meats and stuff like that. So freshdirect.com.
Are you using any online portals to get recipes themselves, you know, allrecipes.com, or are you just strictly going with the books?
I go with the books, and I use Our Recipes a lot, the ones here on the network. You know, you've put together a pretty darn good selection of them here. We have a great resource here on the network for recipes when I need to use them.
Crock pots and microwave type recipes for those who feel less comfortable cooking.
I want to find a good rice recipe.
I'll tell you how you do rice in the microwave. That's real easy. First of all, you do 2 cups of water to every 1 cup of rice. And then you put about a tablespoon of butter in there. So let's say you want to do 2 cups of rice, 4 cups of water. It depends on the rice, I guess, you're using. If you're using like Uncle Ben's, I'd do either 3.5 or 4 cups of water. Throw a tablespoon of butter in there. Set your microwave up for 20 minutes. You know, seal that thing up. Put it in there for 20 minutes. You're good to go. When the rice comes out, you let it sit for 5 minutes. Do not open it. Just let it sit for 5 minutes in the cooker. After the 5 minutes, you take off the top of the cooker. You just take a fork. You fluff up the rice, and you're good to go. If you can use butter instead of margarine, I would strongly suggest you do so. Studies show that margarine is actually worse for you than butter.
Well, I want to ask you about noodles. Fettuccine, you know, some kind of larger noodle.
See, every one of those noodles is different. I learned this from my wife. She'll take a chicken or a beef bouillon and throw it in the water. Or you can do that with rice too, by the way. And then you throw probably about a tablespoon of oil in the water. And then wait till it gets up to a good boil. When it gets boiling, then drop your pasta in there. And the way I would do it is you put the pasta, so if you've got like fettuccine or spaghetti, you put it all in so it's still hanging out the top of the pot. So as it's softening, it'll slide itself into the pot. So you can feel it when all of it's fallen into the pot. And believe it or not, the best test in the world is to take a piece out, throw it against the refrigerator, and you can just take your hand and just put it against the refrigerator. If it sticks, then it's ready to go. If it doesn't, if it slides down the refrigerator, falls on the floor, it still's got about another 2 or 3 minutes.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm telling you, man, it's hilarious, but these things do work.
I'm a lover of eggs. What's the best and easiest way to cook an egg in the microwave?
You really don't want to do that. The chances of that egg coming out rubbery and nasty.
Marvin Rush did a Blind Cool Tech on how to put all the materials in a bag. He outlined a way to make omelets.
Eggs on the stovetop, fry them, but you take a tuna fish can and you cut out both ends of it, both sides, so you got a ring. Crack the egg and you put butter or oil in the pan. You put the tuna fish can down and you pour the egg in there and you start cooking it. You'll get an egg patty, man. I mean, just like perfect sandwich size. And you can throw it on a piece of bread, like a sunny side up egg. And the more you cook it, you make it less runny and all that stuff. And you can feel with your spatula how runny it is or what have you. But that's the way to be able to contain the egg so it doesn't splatter all over the pan.
This is Buddy.
Yes, Buddy.
Hi.
The grill master.
Actually, I've got a couple of... Yeah, I'm really loving my grill, man. No, I've got a couple of sites, both for food and a couple for delivery.
What's
that
the
I
grill
like.
Man?
He did a podcast on grilling,
grill.
So I call him the grill man.
Oh, I thought you got a new product called the grill man. I've got one of these George Foreman grills, big flat George Foreman grill, and it's got a dome on top. And you can use it inside the house or outside the house, and it's great to cook on.
Melanie got me a Weber Performer grill. It's charcoal, but it lights with propane, so you get the best of both.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Bratwurst,
so, yeah,
bratwurst.
Yeah, got the bratwurst. Yeah, sites like, okay, barbecue sauce, since we're talking about grills. There's a little site called pigfootbbq.com. They have a really nice, especially if you like hot barbecue sauce. They've got one called Killer, and it really is hot.
Is it sweet, or is it is
they've
it
got
good?
A sweet one. No, they've got
yeah,
a sweet
like
one,
sweet.
But no, the hot one is just hot, Killer. And then they've got a sweet, and then they've got one called Appalicious, which I have not tried either. And then they've got a barbecue seasoning salt, which is really nice.
Well, that sounds good. I like some
yeah,
good dry
other,
rub, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, dry
it's good
rub
stuff.
Is awesome.
The other site that I've enjoyed some stuff from is called DancingDeer.com. Dancing Deer is a bakery in, I think it's in the Boston area somewhere. And they have some kind of strange cookies, like they've got some cloves and molasses or something. I haven't tried those, but they have some really good brownies. They've got nice peanut butter brownies and nice chocolate brownies. They have like little gift baskets too.
Michael, I got one for you.
Okay, what you got?
It's Shatila Foods. It's www.shatila.com. Shatila Bakery. They've got a retail store. Wow, I didn't know it was in Dearborn, Michigan, right where Brian lives. They serve Middle Eastern or Greek, you know, like baklavas and all that stuff. And right around Christmas time, you can order, you know, if you have folks come over for like $35, you can get this huge box of, you know, baklava and lady fingers and pistachio, different kinds of little cakes. And they're just delicious. And you'll eat the whole box all by yourself.
As far as delivery sites, Yeah, you mentioned campus food, foodler.com, foodler.com, and they list restaurants that will deliver locally, that contract their delivery services, that sort of thing. And the other one is called allmenus.com, and allmenus.com lists basically restaurant menus for whatever city you're in. Some of them deliver, some of them don't, but you know, even if you're going out for dinner, you can go and look and see if they've got an online menu posted. But allmenus.com and foodler.com are two that I have used personally. These guys will also list the restaurants that deliver just on their own. Yeah, omahasteaks.com and Alazing, which I believe is a sister company that puts together frozen meals.
Is it very hard to order things via the internet?
It's good that you ask, because we're actually looking at putting together a tutorial to help folks go shopping online. It really isn't that difficult. There used to be a time it was a lot more difficult than it is today, but now it has become pretty darn standard, and thanks to both Amazon and the Serotech programmers, for our users, using Amazon is relatively painless. What you do, in a nutshell, is you go to Amazon. You create an account if you want to. You can create one at checkout if you don't want to. You go in, you type the product you're looking for. You go to the webpage, you hit E to go to the edit box. You type in what you're looking for, you press enter. You look around the page, you read what you want, you find the product you want, you click on it, you press enter, you start reading about it, and there will be an add to cart button. And the way you can find that button very quickly is just by using the B key on your keyboard to move from button to button on the page. And sometimes you'll have more than one thing to add to the cart, so be very careful. And then once you add it to the cart, it moves you to another page, and where your cart will be up top of the page, and it'll show you all the stuff you've ordered. And there'll be either continue shopping or a checkout button. And when you check out, make sure you look, review the order. There's an opportunity there for you to review the order before you ever even put in your credit card information. And you put in your credit card information, and away you go. And then when it ships later on that day, they send you a shipping confirmation. You can track it online and watch it almost to where it gets right to your front door from the UPS guy. It really is very painless and gives you a lot of control, though.
Yeah, Amazon makes it really easy. Unfortunately, the benefit now, like Mike said, we were shopping 10 years ago when the online e-commerce solutions were a little more sketchy and screen reading technology had not evolved. It's very easy. I mean, you could argue once you master the simple techniques, it's so much easier than going out into the marketplace, unless you have the benefit of having a great person to go with you and kind of let you know of all of your options out there. But online, there's so many things you can't even find locally, and generally at better prices because they're moving a larger volume. Online shopping, for me, is it. I mean, obviously, you can always have a bad experience. Start with companies that you know right now, like Amazon, that are proven, they have a good track record, and go into other sites as you feel more comfortable and your confidence grows.
Buy stuff from Sam's Club. You can buy stuff from Costco. You can buy stuff from BJ's. So as a blind person, you get to actually enjoy virtually walking through these stores, seeing everything that they have available.
Never before the internet have I really been able to shop. When I want something, now I go see. I want to go to four different places and see what the prices are. It's not that I'm going to nickel and dime it to death. I don't mind paying a little extra knowing I'm going to get good service for a company, but I want to pay twice.
My wife will go and look for something, man, and she'll find the same thing in four different stores, and she'll go look for it. And she'll end up going to the first store she went to. I just cut to the chase.
Just never go shoe shopping with them.
Well, tell me about it, brother.
Dude, 8 stores and still couldn't find what she wanted.
I really strongly advocate shopping online, and especially when it comes to food and getting food delivered. I mean, you can get everything from specialty to the everyday, and there is no such thing as something not being available online. It may be a little more expensive, it may be a little more difficult to get. Everything you want, and I'm talking about, you can get prosciutto from Italy if you want it, to Belgium chocolates, to Planters peanuts from Amazon.com, to the Shatila food stuff. There is just so much variety of stuff you can do. I continue to say my two top favorites, I think, of all time are the SweetStreet.com and BaconFreak.com. Those are the ones that I like the most.
We've got probably more show notes on this podcast than any others. That's going to put the wraps on Tech Chat number 33, as we do every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. I do want to mention, 2 weeks from tonight, we are moving the Tech Chats to Accessible Event. Probably this discussion might have been better over there, because one thing we'll be able to do is post links as we're talking about things. So as someone comes on and tells about a new great resource they found, we can post it right up there and people can go there or bookmark it. And I think it'll take what we do here to an all new level, and we're very excited about it, and it'll make for some very interesting and interactive presentations, and we look forward to that. With that, we're going to put the wraps on it. Thank Mike and Buddy for your great input and everyone for your questions. As always, go to serotalk.com for the show notes, and we will see you again next week. So until then, let's stay connected and stay directed.